Good evening, listeners. Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. My name
If it is indeed evening.
When you're listening to this. It's evening when we're recording this.
It could be morning.
It could be morning.
You could be on your commute, on your way to work.
The magic of recorded media.
The magic of recorded media. It's not quite as good as the magic of theatre, but it's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. Not bad.
Welcome to the inaugural Bridge House Theatre podcast. Insert applause at this point.
Maybe some kind of theme tune.
Oh, we could do a theme tune.
Could do. Or we could just leave this in here, chatting. Anyway, yes, my name's Joseph Lindo.
And I'm Luke Adamson. Were you going to introduce me?
I was.
Oh, introduce me.
Well, no, it's fine.
Okay. The moment's passed, listener. The moment has passed.
The idea behind this podcast, for those of you who are wondering what your ears have stumbled into...
Why the hell you've turned this on?
...is aimed at people who fancy seeing some theatre, whether you see a lot of theatre or very little theatre, and if you want to see some more theatre, some fringe theatre.
Yes, we want to introduce you to our theatre.
Which is the Bridge House Theatre. Based in Penge.
In Penge.
The Bridge House Tavern. SE20.
We're on the high street, right next to Penge West Station.
Yeah, about a 30-second walk.
And it's very close.
Just over the road from Crystal Palace Park.
Lovely park.
And the idea behind this series of audio episodes is to, each week we will tell you a little about what we're doing at the moment, what shows are on, and about the companies that are visiting us, and about any shows that we might be producing.
It's a bit of a chance for you lovely listeners to get to know us, to get to know how the theatre operates, what our plans for the theatre are, and to feel like we're the kind of people that you could have a chat with if you see us in the pub after a show. Because in all likelihood, you will see us
in the pub after a show.
So we want you to feel like you can come up and chat to us. We're very lovely, friendly people. We're not the kind of artistic team that will sit behind closed doors and go, I have the power to decide what plays. I mean, we do.
We do have that power, that's not the point.
No, it's not the point of what we're doing. So yes, we are reopening, relaunching the Bridge House Theatre. So I'm the artistic director. That's me, Luke. And Joe...
I'm the associate director.
...is the associate director. And we are relaunching the Bridge House Theatre to be a home of creativity and community in South East London. Now, what does that mean, Joe?
It kind of means whatever you want it to mean. It means be a home for people of all artistic endeavours and all levels of experience... And all backgrounds to feel like they could potentially bring something to us. Obviously, it has to be good.
That is kind of what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, we feel we have to serve our audience. We have to give you good stuff. But we felt that perhaps the traditional routes into producing small-scale work on the London Fringe are perhaps a little bit outdated, a little bit stuck in their ways, and perhaps even, dare we say it on a podcast, a little bit exploitative of the people that are producing the work. I personally have been producing work for about 10 years. Joe, you've been producing with me for the last three or four years, something like that. And we, you know, we basically, now that we've got our own space, we said, what are the challenges we came up against? What are the things that we thought, actually, that's not fair on us? And so we're sort of doing away with the idea of gatekeeping. We're actively going out into the theatrical community, seeking out work. We have a wonderful literary team full of wonderful people that are seeking out work, reading scripts, feeding back on scripts to give us the sort of the widest possible range of options when it comes to programming. We set out to get work that primarily is socially conscious. And again, that's another phrase that, you know, what does that mean? What does socially conscious mean?
The important thing is that it's not tone deaf. That's really what it means, is that if something's coming to us, it can't be completely and utterly tone deaf. As you'll find out in our next episode, we're introducing a show, which will be our first show, which on the face of it sounds like it's going to be potentially offensive. But if you actually watch it, and, you know, when we read the script, it was clear that it wasn't, and it was a satire, and it was, you know, deliberately looking at those sorts of things in a very humorous manner. But, you know, we'll come on to that later.
Yeah, and that thing of being socially conscious just means, are you observant of the world around you? Are you in tune with the sort of the political environment, with what's going on across the world and in this country? But socially conscious work takes many different forms. You know, it does mean it can be a raucous comedy. It can be a farce. It can be a moving one-person show. It can be a piece of physical theatre. And that's hopefully something that will come through in the programme that we've got prepared for the next sort of few months up to Christmas, is that there's such a variety of stuff, whether that be physical theatre or gig theatre or musicals or one-person shows. The Bridge House Theatre is hopefully going to be a home for all types of artistic expression. You know, we've got performance poetry nights planned. We've got comedy nights planned. We recently did an entire comedy festival in a day, which was, from our point of view, absolute chaos.
It was, but it was great fun. And again, we had, within that one day, we had acts from everywhere. We had traditional stand-up, where, you know, people stand and they do comedy with a microphone. We had musical comedy, musical character comedy.
We had improv.
We had two people seeing what it was like to put various fluids in a soda stream. So again, the idea is that if it's good, then that can come in many forms.
Absolutely.
Creativity and interest can come in all sorts and all manners.
And we talk about community as well. And for us, it's important. I come from a fairly small town back up in Yorkshire, and Joe, you're from a fairly small town
in Buckinghamshire.
Over in Buckinghamshire. And that sense of community that sometimes is missing in big cities, we felt there really is a community feel in Penge. I live just up the road in Crystal Palace, where Annerley, I say Crystal Palace because it sounds posher. It's that sense of actually people band together. And there's a wonderful community spirit in Penge. And we're really happy that we've been able to meet up and sort of join up with other businesses, other groups. And we want the Bridge House Theatre to also be a home to local dance groups. We've spoken to people at SE19 Dance, SE20 Dance, as they're going to be if they come to us. We've spoken to a lady about bringing improvisation sessions to us. We're looking at workshops in half term week. We're looking at how we can program family friendly work, perhaps for the daytimes, or provide matinees for parents with young children that might want to come and see a show but don't want to come in the evening. So they may want to come during the day where it doesn't matter if the child cries. So it's really about reaching out to all areas of our community locally, but additionally reaching out to the creative community and saying, look, we know you might be based in Hampshire or Bristol or Yorkshire or wherever you're coming down from or across from, you are part of our creative community, and we want to give options and opportunities to people from all over the place. And having produced touring work myself, I know how hard it can be to get a foot on the ladder, whether that's if you're a northern company coming down south, or a company based in London trying to tour up north, or out to the other regions, you know. And it's, for us, it's about reaching out that hand and going, okay, I've been in your position. I know how difficult it is. Here's a little bit of help. Come to us. Come to do the show here. Or
Yeah. And I think, you know, the last thing on that point is an endeavour to try and build a local audience as well. You know, make the theatre a place that people around have heard of and want to be a part of and want to see stuff at. So often with fringe theatre, it's essentially just the friends and family of the people who are in it, and a couple of other people who maybe know the theatre quite well. We hope that, you know, if you see a couple of things at the Bridge House, you'll like them, and you'll think, you know what, that's cracky. I'm not really a theatre person, but this is a fantastic place to go of an evening, and it's probably cheaper than cinema these days.
Absolutely.
And
on that note, we've had so much help and support from the local people. Loads of people around Penge have helped, whether that's handing out flyers or putting up posters or chatting to us about how we can market in your shop or anything like that. We really do appreciate the help and the support we've been given to relaunch this theatre. And we look forward to building even more relationships with local people as we go forward. And that moves us quite nicely
on to relaunch, which is our first endeavour. The first endeavour was the comedy festival,
which was a huge success.
We had
over 200 people through the doors in one day.
Next week will be our opening week, our relaunch week, and we are starting with a showcase of local talent. It's called Relaunched, and we have auditioned a whole range of people, focusing largely on the southeast area, Crystal Palace, Penge, Annerley, Norwood, that sort of area. area, and performers, a lot of whom have got so their
you
own
always
stuff.
Miss Sydenham.
Sydenham, I don't know why.
You always miss Sydenham.
I did Sydenham. This online.
He got
well,
in trouble on Twitter because he didn't include Sydenham in a tweet. And some Sydenham Mural on Twitter, we love you. You're very helpful and lovely, and we'd like to meet you in person. But you're damn right to call Joe out because he didn't mention Sydenham.
I'm sorry. I'll beat myself later.
We don't need to know about that. Thank you, Joe. This is a family podcast. Yes.
So we've got these people coming, and some of them have devised their own pieces. Some of them have got pieces that they've written ages ago and never got a home for. Some of them are doing pre-written work by other people. It's a range of scenes, monologues, poetry,
sketches,
some physical theatre.
Songs,
sketches,
some physical theatre, yeah.
Some songs. Some stuff that we've done that's like your writing. We've got some of your pieces in there as well.
Some stuff that we've done before that we know is reasonably good. Yeah. You know, my award-winning comedy. Oh, no, it isn't. We will perhaps be performing a scene from that. We've also got a scene from a play that I've written that hasn't been performed yet. So that could be terrible.
It probably will be.
Probably. So come down and see us almost definitely fail with that. But we are unbelievably lucky to be joined by, I think, about 18 performers.
17.
I said about 18. Yeah, 17 is about 18.
Yeah, but persistent, isn't it?
Pedantic. It's bloody pedantic. So we're being joined by, 17 performers from South East London, all bringing something different. And it's a different lineup every night. So you could come on Tuesday the 14th and see one night, and then you come again on Wednesday. It's a completely different set of scenes and shows. And it's just going to be a really exciting week celebrating the creative talent that we have in South East London.
Yeah. It's going to be really good. It's going to be really, really good. It's going to be good. Good night. It's just sort of like a variety show. It'll be five nights of variety.
Five nights of variation.
Like those cereal boxes used to get. You know, the little,
they were great.
The little variety packs. And you had like a little Cocoa Pops and you had little Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically it's going to be the Kellogg's of theatre.
It's going to be the Kellogg's of theatre in Penge that week.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
I always thought that the because my Auntie Marilyn used to get the little variety boxes.
Yeah.
And we used to sometimes, when I was very young, we'd go around to my Auntie Marilyn's house and she'd take us to school because both my mum and dad used to work. So we'd go to Auntie Maz's and we'd have breakfast there. And Auntie Maz always had the little variety boxes and they always tasted better than the cereal you got in the big boxes. Even though they were both Kellogg's, Rice Krispies from the little box tasted better than Rice Krispies from the big box.
Hypothesis.
Hypothesized, Joe.
Two hypotheses. One, that it's the novelty of going to your auntie's and her, and there's some emotional connection there, and it's going to taste better. Two, they will have been small boxes will have been opened and used that one day as a single serving, or maybe a serving between two, whereas a big box may have gone slightly stale. It may have aged having been opened however long ago, and
very
then
true.
Worked its way through. Those are my two hypotheses. If your auntie's listening, then maybe she could tell us.
I don't think she makes the cereal, she just decants it into a bowl and adds milk.
Excellent use of decant.
Decant. Decant.
Good.
Decant.
Are you one of those nutters who puts the milk in first?
What? There are people do that.
There are people out there. They're weird. They're insane. But, you know.
People put the milk in before the...
They
okay,
exist.
My faith in humanity has been shattered. Why would you do that?
Just because, frankly, you're a bit unhinged.
No, if you're a bit unhinged, you take over running a fringe theatre. You don't put the milk in first.
So that's a little bit about us and what it is we're trying to do. A little bit about what we've got lined up so far. Some of the shows, so as I say, we've already mentioned Relaunch, which is happening from the 14th to the 18th of September.
Tickets available online now from www.thebridgehousetheatre.co.uk.
So another thing we're going to mention, actually, whilst we're on the subject, in terms of booking and things like that, I'll tell you a little bit about how we're set up and how we're a little bit different to most theatres. First of all, in terms of tickets and prices, rather than it being a standard ticket and then like £3-4 cheaper for concessions, basically based on the random fact of what year you were born, essentially, is usually what defines whether or not you are entitled
to a concession. Yes.
We have a standard price, which is £14, and we have two alternative prices. We have the pay a bit less and the pay a bit more, 12 and 16. And the idea behind this is that, frankly, everyone could do with a concession sometimes, and sometimes people have got a little bit of spare cash. Particularly if you're seeing fringe theatre, there's a good chance you're in some way involved in the industry, in which case your income can be very massively from month to month.
Mm.
If you just landed a massive commercial, then you could probably... You could probably muster up the extra £2 for a pay a bit more and help support the theatre. Or you haven't worked in 6 months, and frankly, you could do with paying a little bit less. And it's just, you know, anyone can pay whatever they want. But
well, not whatever they want.
No, anyone can
can't
pay.
Come in and go, there's £1.50, give me a show.
You know, then that's the idea behind that.
But it is the idea that sometimes you can put in a couple of quid extra, and
sometimes you
can't. In theory, you're subsidising somebody that can't quite afford that month. And what's really gratifying to see, actually, that with our ticket sales so far, we are selling more of the pay more and standard price tickets than we are of the pay less tickets.
Yeah. Standard are definitely the leading, but of people who've chosen one of the alternative options, there's been more pay mores than pay lesses, which is great to hear. Great to see.
Because it supports not only the theatre as a new and completely unfunded theatre, and all of our income is from ticket sales, it also supports the company that you are watching. Our financial model is done entirely on a box office split, so the more that you pay in ticket price, the more that the actual people on stage that you are watching will take home.
Yeah.
We also, this is Joe's big bugbear. Joe is very proud of the fact.
I hate it. I hate it so much, and it really annoys me. We don't pass on any ticketing charges.
No booking fees.
No booking fees. So you can book well in advance on TicketSource any point, any time before the show, and you won't pay a penny more than we have advertised. If we say it's a £14 ticket, it's a £14 ticket.
You will pay exactly £14.
You won't then have an extra 1.5% plus a 30 pence thing from a blah, 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 blah.
And the restoration fund and the admin fee and the marketing fee and the paying for some new wallpaper fee. Like, none of that exists. If we say 16, 14 and 12...
It's 16, 14 and 12. That's what you get. And you've got no reason not to book in advance as well, which is another thing.
You can still buy tickets on the door. But if you happen to be in the Bridge House or in the Penge vicinity, and you think, do you know what, I fancy that tonight, you can come in. We take card, we take cash. We don't take banker's drafts, though.
No.
We can't take checks either, because we've got a Monzo account, and really pay checks into Monzo.
But cash card on the door, and in advance, online, with absolutely no extraneous fees.
No extraneous fees.
And following that, we have got A-Up Hitler.
A-Up Hitler. We're going to be meeting Hannah-Kate Harrison and David McCulloch of Gamma Ray Theatre that are producing A-Up Hitler in our next podcast. So tune in to find a bit more about that then.
Persona.
Oh, Persona follows A-Up Hitler, which is a wonderful story about being a Nigerian woman who's not quite that Nigerian. Coming to terms with sexuality and racial identity, and using food and cooking as a metaphor. Yeah. And it's a beautiful performance piece.
It's really lovely. It's really lovely.
And so that comes highly recommended. Café Art is touring down from the homeland, from Yorkshire, coming down to perform it in London for us.
She's on the...
The following week.
Following week, whatever those dates are.
The 29th, from the 29th.
To the
2nd of October. And that show actually launches a month of female-led work, which is something that we're really proud of as a theatre. We found that when we were receiving the submissions, people sending the scripts in, the shows, their ideas, that there was just such a wealth of fantastic work from female or female presenting performers or writers. And we just felt that we had to give it all the opportunity to perform. And so Café Art Show starts this month-long show, and we've got a real range of things. We've got really sort of moving, heart-rending stories. We've got brilliantly funny one-woman shows.
After Persona, we've got on the one-woman show front, we've got Buzzing by Debbie Bird. Debbie is a very funny a woman who we've both worked with before.
Her show looks at sort of rediscovering your sex life, I suppose, as a more mature lady.
Yeah, sort of when you're in middle age and kind of a time when society says that you're no longer sexually viable, basically,
sexually desired,
then it's kind of exploring that. But what's the tagline is, it's 50 divorced and just discovering her sex life. Mm. And this idea is it's a very funny show. That kind of looks at how you rediscover those things after however long with just the one person.
So, Debbie Bird's Buzzing is on from the 7th to the 8th of October. We have Mummy Logs. Niamh Hearity's Mummy Logs joining us from the 4th to the 6th of October, so just before Debbie comes in, which is a series of monologues and scenes that looks perhaps at the darker side of motherhood, the side of being a parent that perhaps isn't discussed very openly. It's a very moving set of monologues, also very funny, performed by an entirely female ensemble and directed by the wonderful Victoria Evaristo. And
there's what, about maybe 12 monologues or something?
I don't know where you've picked that number from.
I can't remember.
Just a number.
I saw it at the Old Red Line. There are other pubs available.
Other fringe theatres and pubs are available.
They're all quite dark, but they also have a lot of humour instilled in them as well. And they're a very interesting and honest look at all sorts of things, all sides of motherhood. And even if you're concerned that it's not going to be for you because, you know, well, you're not a mum or that sort of thing, or you don't care about children or whatever.
I tick both of those boxes.
I am neither a mother nor a father.
And I don't care about children.
I don't particularly want children. But I went there and was absolutely blown away when I saw their production of it. Really good stuff. And you absolutely empathise with every single one of the stories. And some of them are based on real experiences as well. I think a lot of them are. And it's really, really good. And there's a lot of humour in there as well. It's not sitting there crying your eyes out about babies. There's a lot of humour in there as well. So it's definitely not to be slept on.
Is that a phrase?
Yeah, don't sleep.
It's not to be slept
don't,
on.
Don't sleep on it. Don't sleep on something.
Don't sleep in the subway.
Don't sleep on that. Is a thing.
Well, there you are, kids. You learn something new every day. Don't sleep on that.
Don't sleep on that.
We've also got Hannah Frances Baker's wonderful Banter Jar coming to us. First performed as a scratch in a collaboration with the Maltings Theatre in St Albans. It's amazing what you can do with a fantastic performer, a guitar and a few props.
Yeah.
So that's another one that's with us for a couple of nights on the 9th and 10th of October. So I definitely recommend having a look at that. We've got Quintessence, which is a fantastic piece that's actually performed by one of our literary team, Emily Carding, which is a wonderful sort of look at humanity through the lens of, the Shakespearean character.
Richard the Third?
No. Richard the Third is another show that Emily's doing.
Oh, that's another show that Emily's doing. Just Relax. Just Relax is selling like hotcakes. Just Relax is a new play inspired by the writer Lucy Harris's own experiences with anxiety. And it has formed out of interviews, investigations, crowdsourcing, experiences and stories of various people and their own struggles with mental health and anxiety. It's not just a preachy, oh, woe is me, how bad is mental health thing, though. It is theatrical and interesting, creative and funny as well. Very funny. We believe here definitely that you can't have too much dark without light, basically. You know, you've got to have comedy, otherwise the drama doesn't hit and doesn't sit well. So yeah, definitely get on that one. Don't sleep on it.
We are running out of time. So we hope you've enjoyed this very first attempt at a Bridge House Theatre podcast. The aim is, of course, that we will do these weekly to keep you up to date with what's coming up that week at the Bridge House Theatre. As we've mentioned, this week from the 14th to the 18th, it is relaunched, followed the week after by A Up Hitler and then Persona. So that's the next 3 weeks at the Bridge House. We'd love to see you there. If you'd like to book tickets for any of the shows we've mentioned, head over to www.thebridgehousetheatre.co.uk. You can see all the shows that are on sale if you click the shows section, ironically.
What's on.
Yeah,
what's on,
and it tells you the current shows. And you can buy tickets through the website. We don't have a phone number, So don't try and phone us.
That's not,
I'm afraid.
But we do respond to Facebook messages, Instagram messages, Twitter DMs, Google Business. We've had one person contact, maybe two, contact through the Google Business messaging.
Who knew that was a thing?
That's a thing. And it comes through to my phone. Like, oh, that's interesting. Cool. Excellent. You can get in contact with us. You can tweet at us. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, just say hi. Sometimes they say hello.
Do say hello to us in the pub after any show that you come to see. It'd be lovely to meet you.
We'll be back again sometime next week when we will be talking to the writers and creators of A Up Hitler. But until then, we shall say goodbye.